Hello and Happy New Year. I'm Daniel Nielsen. I'm the digital editor of the Great Outdoors magazine. And this is the first in what will hopefully be a relatively long-lived experiment using Audioboo to create little mini-casts of 3 minutes long. The idea is that we'll touch upon anything to do with hill walking or backpacking gear, interviews maybe, trip reports, walks, gear reviews, you name it really. As you can probably hear, I'm on a very blustery hill at the moment on the South Downs, somewhere near Butts Brow, which is a well-known spot for people to come walking who live in Eastbourne. It's New Year's Day, it's wet, it's windy enough that it's nearly knocked me off my feet, so it must be gusts of up to 40, 50 miles an hour, and I've just seen someone come crashing down through a gully. And he'll probably have to, unfortunately, have to go to A&E due to the wind and stuff like that. Anyway, his friends were there to help him, but his ego looked a little hurt more than anything else. I'm currently up here with my dog, Roscoe, down the poodle, and we're walking, like I say, across the Butts Brow, then down to a place called Chalk Farm, which is where George Orwell-based animal farm, and then probably take the edge off last night a little bit. We'll head to the Red Lion, which is where Orwell sat and drank most nights when he was writing Animal Farm. So a token bit of culture that we'll throw in there as well. The top of the Downs, it's an area that above Eastbourne, which I absolutely love. Although they're diminutive, I'm probably about 250 metres now. I can see to the south, I can see the white horses on the very rough seas. And then I can just about see Hastings, which is largely shrouded under a huge amount of rain, which has just hit me and moved on, thank goodness. Over to the west, I can see the beacons along the top of the Downs. And the little village of Jevington, a beautiful little place with a good pub and a 12th century church as well. So anyway, this is the first in a like I say, a long series, hopefully. Tomorrow we'll touch upon something, but I've got no idea what. Anyway, remains to say my dog Happy New Year, and we'll speak to you tomorrow. Okay, thanks, bye.